West. As housing affordability challenges persist across the nation, Marine veteran Samuel P. Royer is leading a grassroots effort to achieve affordable home ownership for America's everyday heroes, including teachers, through the passage of the HELPER Act. HELPER stands for Homes for Every Local Protector, Educator, and Responder. The act has been introduced to Congress for debate. Joining us now to talk more about the HELPER Act is Samuel P. Royer. His experience in the military, combined with over 25 years in the mortgage industry, really helps connect the dots between policy, the housing market, and the real world needs of first-time home buyers. Good morning, Samuel. Welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to be here.
All right. Can you tell us how the HELPER Act would transform housing affordability for those local heroes?
So basically, the HELPER Act is set up kind of like a VA home loan is for military members and veterans, whereas those individuals that serve at least 4 years in law enforcement, firefighting, education or teachers, EMTs or paramedics, what it would do is it would allow them to go to any FHA-approved lender. And when they are looking to purchase a home, they don't have to put any down payment down, and they also won't have a monthly mortgage insurance. So those two items there, one, it'll make it a little bit more affordable for them as far as monthly payment, and also they should need less money out of pocket when they purchase up front.
Now, I know that you're leading this grassroots effort, and it's been introduced in Congress. How can people help? Should they contact their congressional representative and tell them to support this?
Yep, they would contact their congressman or senator. So in North Carolina, Senator Tillis is a very influential person as far as being a leader in that state. We would love to have him join the fight, as well as that every other senator. Well, there's only one other senator, and then any congressman or congresswoman in the state of North Carolina. I mean, or, you know, a lot of people have family that are out of town. You know, if you have somebody that you love that's a firefighter, a teacher, a police officer or EMT or paramedic, I mean, there's no reason not to spread the word about this, because ultimately this has been a grassroots effort since day one. And we've just had a really, really good experience with getting the support we need. The problem is that they need to hear from more of the local constituents, and those constituents mostly drive, you know, how members of Congress vote.
Now, this is awesome. Again, it's a nationwide movement to advance this legislation that would create affordable mortgage opportunities for first-time home buyers without requiring that down payment or monthly mortgage insurance. That's a big thing because, as you know very well, a lot of people that support and do so much for the community aren't paid extremely well. So by empowering these critical workers to live in the communities they serve, the HELPER Act sounds like it's really working to ensure that the most respected and most revered community heroes can build stable, thriving lives in their own hometowns.
Yep, exactly. And it's just one of those things. Like you said, they don't get in their job field to become millionaires. They do it because they love others. They want to serve others, and, you know, they want to save others. So it's something that, you know, especially I look at teachers as one, because some people don't, they put first responders and they're like, how do teachers fit into that? Well, you know, the days of teachers of the 1980s is a little bit gone, where things were safer. Now, you know, unfortunately, a lot of teachers are having to administer Narcan. They have to do a lot of other things that, you know, they have those drills as far as active shooter drills. You know, it's not like the days of old. So these individuals just truly serve in their community, and that's something that we want to help them with their home so that they don't have to stress about that, you know, while they're sitting there serving our communities.
Samuel, is there any social media you'd like to share so people can learn more about the HELPER Act?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's just www.passthehelperact.org. That is the official website. That's where we keep updates as far as our leaders that have joined on, as far as the representatives. We have a couple YouTube videos and stuff like that. But it's really, you know, I think my contact information's there. If anybody ever has questions, they can reach out to me. We do have somebody in Washington kind of leading the charge as well. He is well served in the Navy. I served in the Marine Corps, so we understand service first. So it's something that, you know, we want to get this across the finish line finally.
All right. Samuel, we want to thank you for your service to our great nation and for joining us today.
It was an honor. Thank you.